Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The gospel for April 2, 2024, Easter Tuesday. It is taken from John chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. As she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And these said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener, and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to his disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on the gospel today. Mary was going with Jesus many times during Jesus' preaching, and presumably she must have heard many times that the Lord telling them and the disciples that he will rise from the dead in 3 days. Many instances. In fact, he would be mocked in the temple when he said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up." Of course, the gospel will tell us he was referring to his body. And not only the Lord telling them about that, it was also prophesied by the prophets of old. But all this beside, Mary Magdalene and all the followers of Jesus, his apostles, his many disciples, did not take this to heart. So that when death came, all of them, so frustrated and thought and convinced that death was the end. You can only presume that it was out of human friendship that Mary went to the tomb to visit Jesus, her friend, as may be customary, but never to look for a risen Jesus. He was looking for Jesus in the place of the dead, in the tomb, without any hint or inkling that Jesus would be alive in 3 days. When she saw the empty tomb, she was weeping, she was sad. And as what she saw there, thinking it was a gardener, where they have placed the body of Jesus. Until Jesus called her name, and she recognized her teacher, Rabboni. Because the Lord has risen from the dead, a Christian cannot be confined to the tomb. This was what the Lord told Martha, that anybody who believes in him will never die. And if he dies, he who believes in Jesus will not die forever. We read that in John 11:17-27, where he tells Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even if he dies, because he will not die forever." When Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered death, so that, according to St. Paul, death has no more sting.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.